Sherry, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you've been climbing now for 12 years. How did you first get into it?
Yeah, actually, the first time I went climbing was when I was 16, and I didn't really take to it. My brother took me climbing because he thought that I was a pretty fearless person. We always used to go to theme parks, and I never used to get scared.
Right.
I remember him driving me to the top of this place called Kangaroo Point, and I was looking down thinking, how are we going to get down? And he kind of laughed, and he got me to abseil down, which is when you rappel down on the rope. And I didn't stick my feet out, and I slammed into the rock face, and I just didn't really like it. So I didn't take it back up until I was about 24, seriously. My brother took me to a rock climbing gym, and I found my love for it there.
Wow, okay. And so it didn't go so well the first time round, but then you got into it. And so what kind of goes through your head each time you're standing, you know, at the base of a cliff or at the top of the cliff, wherever you happen to be, you know, about to climb? What's going through your head?
I try and centre myself. So listening to how busy my mind is, it really depends on the day. If I've had a really busy day with work or study, sometimes my mind can be really noisy and I can be quite distracted. So climbing for me is really about bringing myself into the present moment. And before I climb, it's really just focusing on my breath and trying to focus at the task at hand.
Right, right. And you mentioned before that your brother was getting you into it. What do your other loved ones think about your rock climbing? Are they scared for you?
At first, my mum hated it. But over the years, she's just gotten more accustomed to it, and now I can speak to her about it. Before, she never really used to want to listen to the adventures. But my brother's very supportive of it. My mum kind of understands it now as well.
Right, nice. Yeah. She's gotten on board. And so recently, a National Geographic documentary, Free Solo, I'm not sure if you've seen it, tells the story of an American climber, Alex Honnold's ascent without ropes of El Capitan, which is a 3,000-foot vertical cliff in Yosemite National Park. And the film has brought climbing into the wider public arena, and it even won an Oscar this year. And as non-climbers, we kind of look at that feat and think, you know, that's just crazy. But as a climber and someone inside the community, what do you think of this film?
I've seen the film, and I think they mention that climbers understand, I think they say it's kind of safe how he does it, because it's really rehearsed and he makes sure he knows all the moves and he's quite confident in his capacity to do it.
Mm.
So rock climbers are generally quite safe. It kind of sounds like a contradiction, but we generally know where our limits are. So Alex Honnold will always make sure he understands his limits, and will attempt to do what he does, free solo, in quite a safe and strategic way. But also, as climbers, we know that things can go wrong. And in his case, when he climbs without a rope, if things go wrong, then, you know, the consequences are fatal.
Mm-hmm. The stakes are definitely high there. And you did mention before that you'd worked on centering yourself before a climb. You're working on your PhD now, looking at the topic of mental health.
Right.
How does climbing kind of play a role in your own mental health?
Oh, it goes hand in hand for me. It's like my therapy.
Mm.
It makes me feel happy. It teaches me so many lessons that I can take away into my everyday life. So with my PhD, if I feel like I am struggling and I can't think through things, and I just tell myself that, I know I can get through this. And it's about coming back to center myself, because I think with most PhD students, it's quite easy to get caught up in thoughts around, oh my gosh, this is so hard, I can't do this, which is kind of the same thoughts that goes on through my mind when I'm climbing as well.
Mm.
So kind of the same approach to climbing with my PhD and life in general.
Wow. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for your time today on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I did manage to see the photograph of you in the Weekend magazine. It was spectacular, absolutely incredible. And I couldn't imagine doing it myself, but props to you for getting out there. And yeah, thank you so much for your time.